Okay, so it is Thursday, so that means it is time for our regular Thursday segment called Audiograph, and this is our series that uses sound to let us meet all kinds of people around the Bay Area, and usually we play the Audiograph mystery sound all week on KLW, and we ask you, the listener, to guess what it is and where we recorded it. But since we're in our spring membership campaign, we decided to do things a little differently. We're going to play it, and then I'm going to ask Matt to try and guess what it is. You ready, Matt?
As ready as I can be.
All right, let's go.
Let's get hyped! Make some noise! We were winning 17 games a year. 17 games! We were winning 17 games! I was here when we were winning 17! 17!
It is one here from Michigan State, number 23, Dre. Okay,
Matt.
What do you think? You think I've been living under a rock?
I wonder.
If you had put this on the air, you would have gotten 3,000 calls from people. Draymond Green is with the Golden State War. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it should be the Oakland State Warriors. Golden State Warriors.
That is right. And right now they're in the Western Conference Finals. They crushed it last night. They're a lucky 7 wins away from another title. And last week, Steph Curry was named the league's first ever unanimous MVP. But more than just being really good at basketball, the Warriors are a real uniting force here in our area. And to find out why, we sent 3 KLW reporters to 3 different parts of Oakland during a recent game to hear from the fans why they love their team and how they feel about the proposed move from Oakland to San Francisco. Here's that story.
This is Hannah King Zuma. I'm just at the Bart station, headed to the Warriors game.
It's showtime, everybody!
This hoopla.
That's the hoopla.
This is hoopla.
Describe to me what we're looking
at. Come on, this is hoopla. This is, everybody here is coming here to expect to win. But I've been coming here when people just came to watch our team. I've been here when we were winning 17. We were winning 17 games a year. 17 games? We were winning 17 games? How many games did we win this year? 73? I was here when we were winning 17. 17! Before we were winning, we were packing the stadium. Because we love our hoops. And that's why I say we've earned this. So, all the bandwagon jumpers, come on, come on in. Come on in, come on in. But I was here during the Vontigo Cummins, Chris Gatling, Ike Diagu, Troy Murphy, Dunleavy.
Now I feel like you're just making up words.
No, these are real people.
Iguodala on the move, through the legs, to the basket. What a play!
I'm Shireen Adil, and I'm about to head into Mad Oak in downtown Oakland.
Randy Sims.
What do you think is important about the Warriors right now?
It's the only team that's unifying the whole Bay Area, right? So you look at San Francisco and Oakland, and you have teams that split up these two great cities, the Niners, Raiders, you know, A's, and the Giants. But the Bay Area, as a unified front, is all behind the Warriors. Doesn't matter where you're from, how long you've been here, it's the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors.
Lillard gets inside Green, knocks it away. What a play by Draymond.
You got this team that's exemplifying and really understand what the fabric of the Bay Area is, and they're using that on the court. And I think that's why they're so successful right now.
So how do you feel about them moving to San Francisco?
You know, I think at the end of the day, business is business, which sucks.
Best assist team in the league, and they've got 8 on their first 9 field goals. Plumlee, met at the summit by Bogut.
I'm Ian Lewis at the new Parkway Theater in Oakland, where they're showing the Warriors game on the big screen.
I'm Tim Huey, originally from Walnut Creek.
Jeff Harry,
originally from Chicago, but now I live in Oakland for the past 12 years.
Why do you guys come here for the games?
Ooh, why do we come here for the games? Because the serious fans come here for the games. You got to pay $12.50 to come to this game. You can't just go to the bar. You got to be hardcore about this.
That's a lot less than tickets to the game.
Yeah.
Like all the real fans get priced out of the arena now. They're dropping over $1,000 for a ticket in the lower bowl at Oracle. So, yeah, most of the fans, like, looking at them moving to San Francisco, that's the same thing that's going to happen kind of like with the 49ers and Levi's. People going to get priced out. Yeah. So we come here to be with a community with, you know, 100 other people that are diehard, you know, excited and going to cheer. I came here for the finals last year and got into it with a Cleveland fan for a little bit. That was a lot of fun.
Henderson, chest to chest right at each other.
You know, like, yeah, I could get that at the arena with, like, a Lakers fan some games, but, you know, now neither of us could afford that. So being able to, you know, talk a little smack, all in good fun, have some food, drink, and just get together with folks is a great time.
I was telling Tim, I had to fly to Memphis to see a Warriors game because it was cheaper for me to fly to Memphis and pay for a ticket to get that low than to actually go to a Warriors game here.
Barbosa, 4-3 hit by the Warriors.
Phyllis Ekelavoda, and I'm going to be 82 years old next month.
My name is Jack Ekelavoda. I'm 88.
The fans are fantastic. They're all super nice. They help me out many times.
In what ways?
Well, I almost fell one time coming up the steps, and arms came out from everywhere and caught me.
Do you have a favorite player?
My current favorite player is Draymond Green, because he's got energy.
If you could say anything to Steph Curry, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say you're doing a great job. You're just a terrific person all the way around.
What do you think about them moving to San Francisco?
It would be sad. Oakland needs the Warriors, and the Warriors need Oakland.